We want to turn now to a case that has caught our attention tonight. A missing woman apparently abducted from near her workplace. A man has been arrested and charged now in connection with her disappearance, but she is still out there somewhere and missing. Arielle Smith vanished last week while closing up a convenience store where she works. The video shows her locking up a store, taking a trash bag around the back, and then disappearing. Her vehicle was found still running the next morning.
If this was your family, what would you want somebody to do? Share it on Facebook. Every post you see, just keep it moving. Every social media, somebody knows something. Please help us. It's getting cold, calling for bad weather this weekend. Just let my sister be returned safe.
And authorities across Virginia and elsewhere looking for answers. 50-year-old Tyrone Samuel was charged with what police are calling an abduction, but the investigation into the whereabouts of Arielle continues. A reward now at nearly $10,000 to try and bring her home safely. Arielle's sister, Lydia, is joining us live tonight to talk about the latest in the case and the investigation. Lydia, I am very sorry that you are going through this. I know it is difficult. Thank you for giving us some time.
Thank you.
Let's start with Tyrone Samuel. Is this a person that you or your family or your sister was familiar with?
No, that's not someone that we know. I'm assuming that his connection to her will be that convenience store.
Okay. So she was closing up shop at the convenience store. There was some video showing her do that. Is that something that she did often? And has she shared any concerns about her safety in doing that part of her job?
No, she usually works, you know, that 1 to 9 shift. She close up and she'll come up the road and come home. That particular night, you see her lock up, her car started, and you see her go out to take that trash. And after that, you don't see her no more. Her car was left running the whole entire night.
When was the last time, Lydia, you talked to your sister?
I talked to her last on Saturday.
Okay. What are investigators telling you right now about what Tyrone told police about Arielle's whereabouts, any encounter he had with her?
He's saying that he doesn't know where she is. He's really not giving up any information. The police pretty much said that, you know, he refused to talk or answer questions.
Mm-hmm. How about her cell phone? Has that been helpful at all in providing any clues, any digital evidence?
No, her cell phone, has been off, going straight to voicemail since, you know, I've been calling it myself 5:45 the next morning. Just going directly to voicemail. The police saying they aren't able to ping her towers. It's just like we don't have really no answers.
Mm-hmm. You know, in a lot of these cases, we start to look back, hindsight, and play back conversations we had with our loved ones or anything that may have happened that stood out to us. Is there anything in the last couple of weeks with your sister that you now think that may be something worth looking further into, telling investigators about?
She just said that someone at the store made her feel uncomfortable. She never really said a name, but she said that someone, you know, made her feel uncomfortable, but not that she was afraid. You know, when she went to that trash, like the last look on her face was her normal self. Like her demeanor was calm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody was waiting and they snatched her.
Did she describe that person that made her feel uncomfortable?
She didn't.
She didn't. Did she inform her employer that she was afraid?
From my knowledge, she couldn't have because she was still closing by herself.
Mm-hmm. I know that you and other family members are desperately searching for her and for any answers you can find. Where are you focusing your efforts right now as you look?
In the beginning of, at the very beginning of this, we searched the areas behind, near the store, areas about 10 minutes past the store area, just looking in woods, abandoned houses, and we found nothing. And honestly, it's just become exhausting. So now I'm kind of letting the police work. The FBI has been here since Friday. I believe that they're working hard, trying to stay out of their way so that we don't compromise any crime scene or mess up anything that could lead to my sister.
Mm-hmm. Lydia, tell me about your sister. If you could talk to her right now, what would you say to her?
That I love her and I wish that I could have kept her safe. That's all I got. I miss her. I pray that she's safe and unharmed. And I just want her to come home for real, man. It's like 5 days. That's my baby sister.
I can feel your love. I can feel your pain. Lydia, I'm so, so sorry. I hope that getting your sister's photograph out there and her story out there brings you guys some answers. I thank you for giving me some time tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
God bless you and your family. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
If you at home have any information on the whereabouts of Arielle, call the North Cumberland County Sheriff's Office in Virginia. We have that number on your screen. Her sister desperately looking for answers.